You're listening to 91.5 Omaha Public Radio. I'm Emily Chen Newton. Reconciliation is now a social and political buzzword as presidential hopefuls embrace the idea of reparations for those affected by centuries of racism and economic inequality. And this year, Omaha has the opportunity to reconcile with some of the scars of systemic racism that have marked the city. 2019 is both the 100-year anniversary of the lynching of Will Brown and 50 years since 14-year-old Vivian Strong was shot and killed by an Omaha police officer. The Great Plains Theater Conference and the Union for Contemporary Art in North Omaha are using theater to further this conversation on racial reconciliation. Dewan Lamont Hayes of Noise and I sat down with the artistic directors of the Theater Conference and the Union to discuss their most recent production that documents the events surrounding the killing of Vivian Strong in 1969.
The beautiful thing about this piece is that it strings together multiple stories within the community that all intersect. The sad part is we continue to see these stories over and over and over again, so it's not a new narrative.
This is Denise Chapman, producing artistic director at the Union for Contemporary Art, explaining how their latest play, entitled The Blues of Knowing Why, is not a novel story, nor is it entirely in the past.
When we look at the current situation, economically, socially, developmentally of our community, we understand that it didn't happen in a vacuum, right? There are a series of cause and effects that led us to the place that we currently exist within.
Beginning in the 1920s, redlining began in Omaha, a racially motivated and organized process of denying certain areas adequate infrastructure and business opportunities, resulting in North Omaha being declared socially and economically hazardous. Then came the construction of Highway 75 North that diminished North Omaha home values as early as the 1960s. But still, the situation can't be entirely reduced to numbers.
I think what we see in North Omaha is a lack of infrastructure and economic development due to past tragedy. When a community implodes because of systemic racism, because of oppression, because they aren't being heard, then they get labeled in a certain way, right? They become blighted, they become undesirable, so economic growth becomes very difficult. So you can drive down North 24th Street and see empty boarded up building, empty lot, where at one point, North 24th Street looked just as vibrant as South 24th Street did.
From where we sit inside the Union's Black Box Theater, we can hear traffic passing by on North 24th Street. When Dewan Hayes of Noise adds this.
There's a lot of life. There's vitality everywhere. There's this desire to grow, and there's families, and everyone work. I mean, it's just like any other neighborhood. But what you notice is that there's people still affected by something.
While that something can't be reduced to just one event, Vivian's story encapsulates the tensions of the late 60s and offers a window into a discussion about it. Dewan Hayes recounts the event.
Vivian Strong was a 14-year-old girl who attended Tech High School, and her friends and her lived in the Logan Fontenelle projects and around the neighborhood, and there was a vacant apartment that the young people were playing music and dancing in. When someone had called 911 and reported a break-in at this vacant location, police responded, and upon the young people fleeing out the back, Officer James Loader was following them out and drew his gun and shot Vivian Strong in the back of her head as they were fleeing the space. That night, once the news broke, there was a visceral response from the community because this type of police brutality was not new. I mean, this is 69.
Also, Vivian was the fourth young person to be killed by an Omaha police officer in 3 years. And part of Loader's defense was, I thought she was a boy. If I knew she was a girl, I wouldn't have shot.
Officer Loader was acquitted, no?
Correct.
Yes, so
he was charged with manslaughter.
But yes, he was acquitted.
And then was acquitted of his charges, and
he was reinstated into his position, and I think it might have been a year later he was fired for the misuse of a radio. So it was...
So not the murder of a child, but fired for the misuse of a radio. Just to imagine that time where, you know, you have multiple murders of young people in the community by officers, white officers, and there seems to be no justice, that they don't lose their jobs because of that use of force. Is this play in some ways a form of justice?
You know, I don't know that there is justice in a situation like this. I think there is maybe healing, maybe a figuring out of how do we accept this reality and move forward and create a space that's better. It is a way for folks to see a story that they are familiar with, be honored, and shared, and hopefully allow them to find some peace and to find some healing. But I don't know that justice lives in any of those stories.
Kevin Lawler, the producing artistic director of the Great Plains Theater Conference, shakes his head at this too. He says the play doesn't bring justice, but it does bring acknowledgement of a story that had been lost.
There could be nothing worse than that, I think. And so too, and the great thing with the theater is that we're communally acknowledging the story, which is very different than doing it individually. To come together as a community to make these acknowledgments it's that much more powerful.
The play, The Blues of Knowing Why, written by Christopher Malley, premiered last weekend at the Union and ran for 6 performances. It's one piece in a collection of living history plays based in North Omaha through a collaboration between the Great Plains Theater Conference and the Union for Contemporary Art.
This has been a collaboration between Omaha Public Radio and Noise. North Omaha Information Support Everyone. I'm Dewan Lamont Hayes.
And I'm Emily Chen Newton. This interview, as well as an extended version, will be available on noiseomaha.com and kios.org.